like 1,000 times.
It's like the Passion of the Christ, only with a Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. A Passion of the Canadian. I got sacrificed so the mooses can live, or the meese can live.
How long were you out there to get that like that?
Well, I was outside doing work for like 2 hours. And then I fell asleep in the pool for like 4 hours. So I was out in the sun for like 6 hours.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even like a little like burn on the back of my neck. I cry like a little bitch.
Oh, I know. I'm not even sitting down right now. I'm like standing up talking on the phone because it hurts too much to sit down.
You're going to have to get that chair in the and like to sit into the shower just so you can sit there and run cold water over your body all night.
Oh, no. I can't even go in the shower. Fuck no. Water hurts so bad. I get like a bucket and like sponge bathe myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. At least I get some good pills and stuff, so I'm all like high whacked out on pills right now.
Nice. I had a couple beers with that. Forget it. You'll be floating.
Oh, yeah. Hell, fucking then I'll crap out my liver because it won't be able to work anymore.
It takes a long time for that to happen. Trust me.
Yeah, I guess you guys are the experts on chronic drug use and drinking, eh?
I would try not to.
The Brown Lodge, where you can learn about drugs and drinking.
Well, you can learn how to kill yourself slowly. Or you could just sit out near the pool.
Or you can just commit suicide, slit your wrist. Remember, up your arm, not across.
I don't think I have the guts for that, to tell you the truth.
No?
No.
So what happened to abortion? I thought we were going to talk about some abortion. I like abortion.
Oh, really? I was only kidding.
Let's get out the coat hanger. Take her in the back room. Rusty scissors, let's go.
You really do live in the dark ages out there in communist Canada. Jesus Christ. It's a lot more
similar.
Well,
according to you guys, we're like Nazis, so we might as well like be sadistic.
You can get with the times and do it painlessly, but you'd rather do it the hard way.
Why not? I'd love to be like the abortion doctor and just like scare people, and like when the girls got like her legs open, you'd like whip out the rusty coat hanger and like this big long, like 3 foot long screwdriver that's all got like blood all over it, just to scare them.
You'd have the shortest career in medical history.
Oh, come on. It would be a fun laugh. And then you pull out the anesthesia and everybody'd be like, ha ha ha, that was a fun time, right?
One for you, one for me, one for you, me.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm more wasted than you.
That would get you fired.
Hey, stranger things have happened. Back alley abortions. Moose back alley abortions.
Well, it'd be like, you know, did you ever see Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. Oh,
don't
God,
you remember?
Yeah.
The Rusty Scissors?
They really did have one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She
had the Rusty Scissors abortion.
It's my mom's favorite movie. I don't even know how anymore.
Let's call your mom up and ask her about the Rusty Scissors abortion and if she approves of it.
No. You can't, I don't know about you, but normal people can't talk to their own mom. My mom has this way of speaking to me that makes me want to just give myself an abortion with Rusty Scissors.
I just really don't give a shit about other people, so.
Obviously not. Not even yourself and your poor skin.
No, I don't. I don't really.
I felt
maybe I'll just start, like, rubbing broken glass all over my sunburn and see how, like, crazy we can get on the Brown Log.
Well, yeah, that's real visual radio. We need you to hook up a webcam in your house. Scream cam.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a webcam to show that off. Too bad.
Hey, you won one on the Brown Lodge prize section. No, actually, you won. What did you win? An Ashanti disc that we haven't sent you yet?
Some CDs, and then you told me you were going to mail me a brown mic, but it was going to be like a turd that looked like a mic, and I don't know what else.
We can't even get the server running. How can we... I can't even get the other guys to come to the show. So,
well, why not? Where are they?
No, Chris actually thought he was going to be on time. He wound up having a... He's in Jersey somewhere. He's got a...
What, is he picking up some Bridge and Tunnel Jersey whores or what? Like,
oh, God. Jersey girls are nasty. Sorry. Any Jersey girls are out there. I just have this vision of
the
hair and the Bon Jovi and the tight pants and the studded belt kills me. But he's just working, and he seems to think that he can possibly make it in. And as far as I know, 100K is supposed to be on time. But
yeah. So he's probably doing some back alley abortions,
Yeah, with his head. He just takes his bald head and he rubs it in there. Ugh.
I don't know what's more disturbing, Dirty Scissors or his head.
It's a toss-up.
I don't know.
I wish he was here.
What would you prefer? Would you prefer to be stabbed with dirty scissors or just have him rub his head all over you?
I'd go with the head.
You'd go with the head?
It's nice and soft.
I don't know. Would you like him to rub his head on your nads? Is that it?
I think you'd like the head right now, because if somebody took a pair of rusty scissors to you, you'd scream like a little
baby. I don't
know.
I think the pair of rusty scissors would probably kill me, and then it would put me out of my misery. If he just rubbed his head on me, it would probably hurt a lot more.
God, how long you got to be like that?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to go, like, it'll probably, in the next couple of days, like, all the non-really bad burn parts will go down, but the bad burn parts probably be, like, a couple weeks. I can't even wear, like, a shirt or pants or anything.
You're just standing in the middle of your room naked?
No, I have, like, boxer shorts on, but I don't have, like, a shirt and pants on. Like, I can't put on a shirt. Like, I physically can't, I can't bend my arms because my skin won't move. Like, I can't put on a shirt or pants. Like, I can't physically bend to put it on.
Well, at least you can laugh about it. Or cry about it.
Well, I mean, now I can. It's been a couple days now, so.
And you're
I
so
can laugh
doped
about
up
it
anyway.
Now. If it was like 2 days ago, I would have been like, fuck you, if you would have laughed at me and I would have stabbed you with rusty scissors.
Ow. I'll stab you in the tongue with a rusty screwdriver.
That would actually be fun. Let's do that.
You like the Wu-Tang Clan?
Let's do some assignments. Let's hand out assignments. Let's make this like the Fight Club. We'll hand out assignments. Your assignment this week is to stab somebody in the tongue with a rusty screwdriver. Take a picture of it. Bring it back next week.
Did you ever see the MPEG on the internet of the guy whose testicles got stomped by the girl in high heels?
No. Is it real?
Whoa. Well, I mean, it looks real.
Like, does it, like, explode?
No, they just kind of, like, they, like... It looks like spongy meatballs in a sack. It kind of like stretches like a Stretch Armstrong kind of thing. Like when she hits it, the one just pops to the other side, like one of those old like wormy kind of things that you used to get when you were a kid. It was filled with water, and all the water would rush to one side when you squeezed it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Dude, and the point on the heels and everything, and she's just kicking away like there's no tomorrow. It is absolutely just it's.
I'm not really one for violence on women, but if a woman ever did that to me, I would beat the living fuck out of her. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if a woman stomped on my bag like that, I would beat her half to death. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that guy looked like he was pretty, you know, he was waiting for it. Like,
it was like a planned out thing. Like, he was.
Yeah, he was ready for it.
Like, we're going to send this to America's Funniest Home Videos kind of thing. Like, here, stomp on my bag and ha-ha, we'll win $10,000.
Bob Saget, like, you know, introduces it. Hey, we got winner of the week. Oh, my God, that hurts. Oh, the point right into the scrotum. It really is. It's one of the first things I actually saw when I started getting into the interweb. As along with, like, horse gag, the girl blowing the horse and, like, you know.
Yeah, but I saw like the girl blowing the horse like way back before like the interweb, like way back on when you'd have like your Tandy and you'd go to like a BBS, you'd go to like a bulletin board and you'd dial the number and you'd have to do all that old school shit. And they had like all kinds of crazy like bulletin boards and shit with like horse penises and women sucking on them and shit. And I'd be like 12 and checking that shit.
You know, suddenly everything's explained all in that sentence. I was 12 and checking that shit out.
I was. Well, I was like, God, that was like 15 years ago, way back in the day.
Yeah, you were rocking the Radio Shack Tandy computer?
Oh, yeah, back back when you'd have like four colors on your screen.
That's kind of like a now. Oh, God. Do you ever see the one with all the Hispanic people? She's like... I think she's actually having sex with the horse, and all the guys are, like, comforting the horse on the outside, and they're all petting him down. Hey, everything will be all right, little buddy. Don't worry
about
it.
The one I saw, there was, like, it was in a studio, and, like, there was, like, a girl. She had, like, a stool, and she was, like, under the horse, but she had, like, her legs, like, thrown back behind her head, and she was, like, shoving the horse cock in her twat. And then there was, like, a girl grabbing the horse by the face and, like, making out with it.
Oh, man.
Like, I'll never forget the picture for as long as I live. I haven't seen it in 15 years, but I'll never forget it. It's kind of like the goatsy guy ripping his ass apart or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things that you'll never forget.
Dude, you have
not to... something I'm going to go do and, you know, get a bunch of chicks to fuck a horse so I can watch it, but it's just something you'll never forget.
Well, it's something that at least needs to be seen at least twice. You should have that girl in a wrestling match with, like, Tito Santana, and like Bobby Heenan like throwing up gang signs in the crowd.
If I could find that pic, I would do something to it. I'd put like, you know, wrestlers fucking the horse for sure. If I could find it again.
Rumby put up.
Unfortunately,
on the,
I don't know if it's still out there.
Let's just hope for all mankind it's not. Jesus.
Yes, that would be kind of cruel. I don't know. I thought my picture last week of Chris holding a dildo was pretty good.
Yes, that's disturbing. And I guess when I was talking, I was later on I had it up and Keith was mentioning how I was gently caressing the cursor over the picture of Chris while he's getting ready to go down on a big giant freaking penis.
Well, I mean, he's standing there and he's got like his hands like in a holding. thing, and he's got his mouth open. Like, I mean, either you're gonna put, what are you gonna put there? Either a sandwich or a dick. What's more funnier, a dildo or a sandwich?
Chris and I used to be in a band called Sandwich, actually. Chris for much longer than me, but I was in it for a couple of years. And
but that's not the point.
You should only make it sandwiches, because penises.
Yeah, but you know what? That's totally not the point. It's not funny.
I know.
Only people who would know that you were in that band would find it anywhere amusing.
See, now everybody knows. So now you've been so mean to Chris, he's going to come to your house and give you a back alley abortion.
Tell him to come to my house. Bring it on. It's on.
We'll build a wrestling ring.
I'll just get my Nazi friends from the neighborhood, and we'll all get our Hitler Youth knives, and we'll all stab them.
I bet you don't have to get it. It's probably sitting really close to you, if you had the strength to go and pick it up.
No, even if I had a Hitler Youth knife, I wouldn't use it. It would be like an heirloom, man. I could sell it.
Oh, yeah. eBay.
For sure.
Uh-oh.
But unfortunately, Canada is not a Nazi state, so we don't have swastikas and, you know, Hitler statues and whatnot, as you may believe.
I'm not saying nothing. Imagine you guys are...
What do you mean you're not saying nothing? A couple weeks ago, sure, when I can't defend myself, you're all like, oh, Canada's full of Nazis, but when I can actually defend myself, you're all like, no.
Hey, I'm just doing this for the good of the nation. I don't want to make anybody angry, you know? My opinions are my opinions. I don't want to make, I don't want to stir up the shit with no Hitler... I mean, death's head... I mean, not white... Oh, I mean... No.
Okay, that... You're going to Auschwitz now.
Every time I start something new on this computer...
You're going down.
Can you just call me a
Jew? Gas chamber for you, bitch.
No! Oh, wait, I can't do that anymore. Oh, my God.
I think we're going to hell for the...
Yeah, just for this conversation.
Probably. It's just like the religious conversations and things that happen on other shows, and I'm sure I'll go to hell for as well. The chocolate Jesus.
Oh, great.
You know, why do we have Easter bunnies? Why don't we have a chocolate Jesus? This is what I can never understand. You know, you could fill it with, like, a raspberry filling or something, and it's all, like...
Isn't it kind of sacrilegious to eat it?
Well, we're talking about gassing people in gas chambers and Hitler and things like that. Isn't that just as bad?
Well, that actually happened, but do you really want to eat Jesus? Well, I guess you do, right? You take him, you know.
If you go to church and you get the what the fuck is it? The communion shit.
I go every day, dude.
What?
Every day I go to church.
You go to church
every day.
Yeah.
I do. I get up at 4 o'clock in the
church
of
Budweiser.
Nah, dude. I get up. I go to mass every day. I'm still an altar boy. Yep. What do you think of that, bitch? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Seriously, what happened?
What?
Did I lose you for a while, or are you just busting my balls?
I'm fucking talking, and you're like, huh? Are you there? I'm sitting here fucking having a conversation.
Scumbag, obviously, if I'm saying that I don't hear you.
Well, I know you're fucking pulling my leg, man.
Well, that's what I thought you were doing there, moose breath.
Okay there, poop dick.
Moosey khaki. Hey, wait.
Yeah. What?
What?
Huh?
Is that what?
What you talking about, Willis?
You know
hey, you hoser, eh? How's a boot some fucking moose burgers, man?
What do you watch up there, Northern Exposure?
Fuck no. I'm watching the baseball game right now.
Hello, wrestling's on. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, it doesn't start well, until 9, which is 9 now, because it's on an hour delay here in Canada, fool.
Way to go.
What are you watching?
Because they cut out all the swearing, eh?
They cut it out here, too.
Well, it's only on, it's not on until 9 here.
It's 9, what time you got there, 8?
9:01, it says on my clock.
Well, then we got the same goddamn time. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what I said. I just said it started at 9, and then I looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, it's 9.
You're frustrated, you know that?
You fucking hoser. Look, I'll put on wrestling right now just for you. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, my God, I put it on, and there's some dude with a fro dancing around.
Nice, Calito. Hulkamania. Hey, well, who's that?
John Cena just punched him in the mouth. And that guy looks like a fag.
Is the smoke getting clear in here?
Cowboy Bob Jones.
Can I see through the fog that was an empty room? It was an empty room.
Dusty Baker.
Yeah! Hey, you want to hear this just because you haven't heard it in a while? Here you go.
What?
Well, this isn't for you. It's not all about you there, Moosey.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
It will go.
Shock. That means a shock is coming.
That sounds healthy. Hey, you know, our friend Canadian Metal here has got third-degree burns all over his body from falling asleep near the pool.
Falling asleep where?
Near the pool.
What is going on here?
I thought he really went on fire.
Well, our buddy, 100K, is in the audience. Or on the show.
He's in the peanut gallery. He showed up.
I'm about to jump on stage.
Nice.
What is Chris doing with this setup here?
What are you fucking... You got the brass pole going in there or what?
No,
you jump on stage?
Hey, I found out recently that those brass poles actually spin around. I was watching a Celebrity Fit Club, and one of them was taking a hustler, like, learn how to dance like a stripper thing, and she tried to spin around on the pole, and all she had to do was wrap her legs around and hold on, and her own body weight just kept on spinning her and spinning her around. She had no idea what to do until she just let go and crashed to the floor. Big fat.
Did her, like, tits fall out of her shirt?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're always kind of popping out. She's kind of she's kind of all over the
place. Dude, watch
the T word. It's with a Z.
What,
the word is boobs.
What's wrong with swearing? Like, fuck, shit, cunt, piss, dick, slut, whore. Like, hello?
Thank God Chris isn't here tonight.
I swear sometimes I'll go, oh, I swear, when I get really mad.
Oh, F me!
It's part of my everyday vocabulary, unfortunately. It's something that I grew up with and it just never grew out of.
The ugliest word I've heard is Skype.
Skype?
I don't like Skype.
What
I don't
about
like the word Skype.
Gonorrhea vagina? That's not dirty?
That's actually more pussy. Kind of fluidy.
Am I way too loud? Sorry to do an on-air check here, but am I way too loud?
No.
I think it's his headphones.
No,
his headphones.
I can barely hear you
low.
Guys.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. He has a weird setup here.
There's a moose in a baby pool.
I don't hear it.
I'm only
moose.
Oh, I thought I might have heard it, maybe.
It's outside in the backyard. I'll show you later.
Oh, okay.
Moose.
He looks comfortable. That's more like a very, very... That's a burning moose.
I don't know. That was like a horse or something. I don't know. Like I said, I'm all whacked out on painkillers. So you never know what you're going to get.
Great.
Dude, watch the P word.
Painkiller? I'm Jones.
Penis? Painkillers?
I'm not...
So what's up, man? How you doing?
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. I think I need the explosion at the beginning, you know, like I need...
Do you want it?
No, that's fine. That's okay. But I think I need the explosion or, like, I need to not be sitting in Chris's freak chair.
Yeah, he does have a chair.
You know what I need? I need an explanation as to why you were late. That's what...
All right, go for it.
Right.
See, now he's going to yell at us because for his phone.
That's what I need. I want an explanation, and I want it now. There's no time to think about it.
I want an explanation of why you just disappeared for a second.
He's got some...
Just do it. Just do it. Just do what I say, all right?
Wow.
Why were you late?
In the show. Yeah, why are you late? Meeting?
I'm late because I don't have a job that keeps me there forever. Forever and ever and ever.
What time are you going in the morning?
I'm supposed to start at 11:30, but I usually get there around 10, so I usually end up starting there around that time. Or I'll
That's
just sit
bad.
There and, whatever. I get to, I have to work on Thursdays, my day off, because Jeff Corwin, who's apparently from Animal Planet, is going to be there signing his new book, and I have to, like, assist him.
Is that the new animal freak, like, that took over for the guy who put his baby
in
the mouth?
I wish that guy was going to be there. That would be fantastic.
That guy's totally whacked out on crack.
What, is this, like, some kind of crocodile hunter type dude?
Him, yeah.
Corwin's Quest, I think, is the show that this guy's from. I don't know. I don't watch Animal Planet. I don't have anything against
animals.
Neither
do I. I
hate animal shows. I just find them boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're all the same. I mean, they're all fucking, oh, look at, there's the wild crocodile. Oh, look at it. Isn't it beautiful? And then they fucking dive in there.
You got censored. You were about to say dive.
I think Chris is pushing the button on you.
Okay, I guess I over-exaggerated. I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go.
I'm done now. Please continue. Sorry.
It's all right. Keith is shuffling through his notes. What do you got there, big buddy?
Speaking of diving, let's just dive in.
Go for it.
We should dive into the mighty Po River in Italy.
Should we do that, then? Who's calling?
You should if you want to sift through 405 miles of excreted cocaine. The mighty Po River in Italy has about, the scientists wanted to see, measure drug abuse in Italy. So what they did is they measured for excreted cocaine in this Italian river, and they found the equivalent of like $500,000 of cocaine floating around in the water. So if you're over in Italy and you've got no money left for a bag, then you could just jump in and try to sniff yesterday's cocaine, so to speak. Well, don't sniff it if you're underwater; you'll probably drown.
Just have a big glass.
If you drink excreted cocaine, does it have the same effect? That's on.
I would assume so. Probably just takes longer to get through your bloodstream through your stomach than it would through your nose.
I always thought of Italy I always heard it was a dirty country. Now that I hear that they're measuring the amount of cocaine that's come out of asses in the river there, I think it's pretty much the filthiest place on the planet.
Okay, I didn't really hear all that story except for that lessons, and I need a plane ticket. Where are we going?
Yeah, scientists in Italy are trying to measure the amount of drug abuse, so their way of doing it is to see how much excreted cocaine is in this river, this mighty Po River.
How much comes out in your...
Apparently a lot, because it's filled with it.
Really?
Yeah, tons of it.
Can you synthesize it and make lines out of it again?
I don't think that's going to be on Yahoo, but you know that one of them, Ettore Zuccato is the guy that's heading it, and you know that he's not trying to figure out how much drug abuse is going on in Italy. He's trying to figure out how to recycle drugs.
You know how much
it's
that?
Probably not hard. I mean, I'm sure the scientists could figure it out. I mean, they could send a rocket ship into space and make it come back to Earth and crash. I'm sure they could figure out how to get some coke out of the pee, don't you think?
His partner in an unrelated experiment is sifting through the garbage dumps in Italy trying to find recycled straws.
I licked dollar bills.
That's just crazy.
Every couple of months somebody hands me money and says, you know there's cocaine on that, right? Every bill goes through a pound of cocaine a month or something. Everybody, you ever notice all the crackpots and lunatics always have like a statistic when they come in? Like, you know that you ingest 6.5 ounces of pubic hair a month if you're eating that?
What? You know you swallow at least 8 spiders a year?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like 8.
Why that's true, though.
But why is it 8?
Oh, you do it on
speaking
purpose,
of that, I went to Gloria Jean's today in the Staten Island Mall, and I usually...
what is that?
It's a coffee place.
Why are you rubbing yourself?
Because I'm very excited.
Okay.
Because I was jumping through the lake down over here to measure ecstasy use, and apparently it was pretty high.
Nice.
Yeah, I went into this place, and they were spray the whole mall, the whole Staten Island Mall stunk of bug spray today because they apparently having some kind of bug problems in there. So the lady in the back is mopping up, and it smells like bug spray, and I was getting really grossed out, but... I said, whatever, let me get it. So I ordered a cappuccino for me and for my girlfriend to bring her at work. Now, I actually took a second cup and I sifted through hers to make sure that it was clean and there were no, like, bugs flying around and it was clean. I didn't bother doing it with mine.
Uh-oh.
I should have. She's, by the way, hearing this for the first time now, too, so she's getting really mad that I never told her that I forgot to tell her this. But,
well, yeah, you looked
there was
for
a,
her.
There, I looked through hers. Hers was fine. I looked in mine later. When I get to work, there's a dead fly in my cappuccino.
That's awesome. That's just extra protein for you, though.
I know, but I had eaten a roach this morning, so I don't want to overdo it.
Well, that was just with the joint.
You can never have enough protein.
Yeah, so it's
they're having a bug problem so in the mall?
The whole mall stunk of bug spray.
That's nasty, dude. That's bad. That's bad for all the food that sits around on near those counters and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
They probably put in like one of those extermination bombs that night when the mall was closed.
And the people that hide out underneath the stairs that sleep in the mall like got all friggin' wasted off of it. Yeah.
Are they really those people in that?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind friggin' cocaine rivers. Just go hang out in the mall where they drop the bug bomb off in there.
Suck the flies dry.
You make ice cubes out of the water and freebase it. Wasted. A dead fly.
Yeah, so that was pretty fly.
Wait, did you go back and complain?
No, because I was at my job already and...
You should have ripped out, like, a handful of pubes and threw it in there just for effect. And then...
I had that at work not too long ago. I went out to eat after work at this, like, French restaurant. And
I think you told the story.
And
you
the
had
pubes,
a pube, right?
Yeah, that was freaking...
What?
Didn't they overcharge you for the beer or something? Or...
They did something.
Oh, they wouldn't... The beer wasn't covered or something.
Yeah, the food was covered. They were douchebags. They're French douchebags. Speaking of that, my girlfriend's going to Ireland tomorrow.
Is she?
She's gone for 2 weeks.
She's going to fuck some Irish dudes, you know that.
Hopefully. That's only what I can hope for, buddy. As long as they're not Canadian Nazis.
A loving relationship, eh?
Yes, it is, actually.
Let's turn this into what's wrong with runner's relationship. Never mind the brown log. I guess it's the brown logs now.
There's really nothing wrong with it, thank you very much.
Well, you just said you're some Irish dudes.
No, you said that.
No, I said that, and you said you hope so.
I always said I was going to visit my three places of origin, ethnically, even though I was born in America, but Ireland, Greece, and Poland.
You'd like to go there?
No, I just thought I would, but I don't really care. I'm not going to do that. I'd like to go to Ireland, actually. I doubt I'm going to be going to Poland.
Poland
I don't even know the whole
very,
situation.
Very much fun. But,
didn't
Hitler take
city,
over
all
Poland?
Right.
Hitler, yeah, he's
not still in charge, is he?
Well, I don't know. Ask Metal Mike over here.
What?
Is Hitler still in charge in your neck of the woods? When he took a...
Oh, yeah, you know. He didn't really kill himself. You know what he did? He cryogenically froze himself. And us Canadians, we finally figured out how to unfreeze people, but we just haven't told anybody yet.
Hey,
so Hitler really is the prime minister. He's just got a mask on.
You gotta be good for something, dude.
Who's the prime minister of Canada? There is a prime minister or a president?
No, we have a prime minister just like England, but it's a different one than England.
Is it John Major?
No, he was the English prime minister before Tony Blair.
Is it Joseph Stalin?
No, his name is Paul Martin. He might as well be Hitler, though. He's a friggin' idiot.
You should get Rudy
Giuliani. His family owns, like, the biggest shipping company in, like, North America. So that's pretty much the only reason why he's prime minister.
Well, you need bucks behind you for that job, I guess, right?
Get it? Bucks?
Well, I mean, it's the Prime Minister of Canada. You're not exactly the President of the United States or something where, you know, you need, like, $1 billion in donations to fund your cause. It's like $5 in a box of donuts and, like, hey, we'll vote for you, you know?
You got to get Bob and Doug McKenzie to show up at one of your fundraisers and everyone will vote.
Exactly. You know, do the Great White North.
Get a keg going.
Then have a couple beers, get your toque out, talk about hosers, and hey...
What the hell is a toque?
You don't know what a toque is.
No.
I don't either.
Please tell me you're fucking joking.
Is that a weed pipe?
A toque is a hat.
Well, sorry!
You know, like when you go out in the wintertime, you put your toque on?
No, I've never heard that in my entire life.
No, I don't.
You have never heard of a toque?
No, but I'll be using that all the time now. Thank you.
I thought it was called a toque A.
Toque A hoser? You've never heard of
just,
a toque?
It's just a toque.
How can you not heard of a toque?
Well, how could you not have heard of a toque? Honestly, it's not like it's some new word we just made up 5 minutes ago.
Dude, you totally could have just made that up and I'm buying
I've honestly
it right now.
Never heard of a toque.
The both of you need to get slapped.
What game are you watching?
I'm coming to New York City and giving you boys a good learning about Canada here.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Slap, Hot 97, the local rap station here has ended their Smack Fest. which was they had a concert with a contest where women would slap each other to win prizes. But
that's awesome.
Attorney General Elliot Spitzer made them pay $250,000 and stop the smack fest. They took turns violently slapping each other for concert tickets and $5,000 in cash. Like,
well, what's so wrong with it if it's women slapping women? Like, I mean, it's not like you're getting like Hulk Hogan to slap like Kate Moss or something and like break her in half.
Oh my
you know
God,
what I mean?
That would be so funny.
But I just think it's funny. Like, there was nothing clever to their contest. It was a slapping contest. Like rap music stations have now just like they've now incorporated ass kicking into their contest.
Who could take the highest level of stun guns?
You know, have the pimp slap contest. Who can slap as many hoes in a minute?
Yo, bitch. That would be usually pimp on hoe violence, right? So that's usually man on woman. Can we get that on the radio?
Yeah.
We can, right?
Well, why not?
We can have that as one of our plays. Smackfest, but with big dudes and little girls. See how much they can take.
Hulk Hogan slapping Kate Moss. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to slap your whole upper torso off.
Oh, are those all your teeth stuck into my hand? I'm sorry.
Oh, imagine getting, like, so Big Show and, like, some African model. Just fucking, as hard as he could, just fucking slap her right in the face. Imagine all the teeth coming out of her hole.
Why does she have to be African, you racist?
I don't know. Fuck, get some Ethiopian bitch that hasn't eaten in 6 months and get him to slap her.
You're a horrible racist. Chris is here. He'd
I am
cry,
not.
He'd cry blood right now.
I think they have food now. Didn't Live
really?
Aid take care of their food problem?
You order two plates, and you get the check and leave.
I think when Phil Collins landed down in Philadelphia after performing in Wembley, they officially had food.
He brought a...
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know they had food now.
He brought finger sandwiches with him.
Oh. Yeah, because I'm sure that's going to solve the starving population of Africa. Here, everybody, have finger sandwiches and leftovers. All right. Yes.
All I ever see is giant bags of rice.
And a lot of flies.
That's good to send to
yeah,
a
why don't they just eat
no
the flies? I
rice.
Mean, they got 40 flies flying around their face all the time. Get out the frying pan and there you go.
They don't have the energy to catch them.
Because Gloria Jean
Stop your bitching about eating and eat the fucking bugs that are on you.
Oh, God. We're gonna burn in hell. Oh, yeah.
Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis is the answer to the question being tossed around in the chat room. That's who played Bob and Doug McKenzie.
They were part of that SCTV troupe, right?
Yeah, it wasn't Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
SCTV, it was Second City.
Yeah.
Brilliant show.
It was Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, later of Brett Butler, Grace Under Fire fame.
Oof. Yeah, exactly.
I heard she
and
lost
Rick Moranis movie. Was in the Honey, I Shrunk Everything Under the Sun, including my penis.
Honey, I'm cashing in movies.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of money in those movies.
What happened to Rick Moranis?
He's dead.
They should do, like, a Great White North movie other than Strange Brew. They need to do, like, Strange Brew 2. Have you guys ever seen
Strange
Brew
2 now? You know, I've never seen that.
Oh, it's a funny movie.
You have to go out and rent it right now. Go down to
the
video store.
The 45
ask for Strange Brew.
Of the song with Geddy Lee, the takeoff song.
Strange Brew, look what's inside of you.
What's up, Petra Nemikova, or what?
No, I'm not allowed to do her anymore.
Hey, I think Queen is, Cream is doing concerts.
They were in England. Yeah. They were doing
they,
like a tour
They did a few,
England.
But I think they're actually touring now.
Oh, really?
Big news to anyone from Staten Island, which is probably me and you. I don't think anyone in the chat room's on Staten Island. They're having big rock concerts on Staten Island in October.
What's
Oasis is playing the Staten Island Yankee Stadium on October 2nd. And the Killers are playing the day before that. And then they're having, at the same time, concerts at the Cyclone Stadium, Keyspan Park in Brooklyn, and the Pixies and Beck and Belle and Sebastian, Jet.
Really?
Gang of Four, the New York Dolls. Yeah, it's all, I don't know the breakdown of Island versus Brooklyn breakdown, but I know the Sunday concert is at Richmond County Ballpark is Oasis.
This Sunday?
No, October 2nd. It's October 1st and 2nd, the concerts.
Do you have to, like, tickets go on sale soon?
Tickets don't go on sale yet. There's a discount if you buy them all for all the shows. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Pixies are playing in Brooklyn with Jet and Belle and Sebastian one day. And then, like, Beck and some band called British Sea Power, who I've heard of but never heard. The New York Dolls and Gang of Four.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's pretty big for...
That's huge.
That sounds hot.
There hasn't been shows like that, like, ever.
Yeah, David Bowie played Snug Harbor once here on Staten Island, and that was like the biggest, I think, the biggest.
Willie Nelson played Snug
Harbor. Well, see, the word got around, it smelled like garbage, and, you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going by what I heard. Somebody told me that they went to New York City, or they used to live in New York City, and they used to live on Staten Island, and it smells like garbage.
There is a dump on Staten Island.
It's not open anymore, so it doesn't smell so bad. But yeah, it was horrendously bad by the Staten Island Mall.
If you live near the Staten Island Mall,
oh god, terrible. It's, you know, I still smell it sometimes. I think they're still dumping.
Were you working?
Yeah. So every once in a while, I'll smell that old dump smell. You know,
we don't think about here, man.
You want to say something gross? I
sure.
No, this isn't gross. I was on this website and I'm trying to go through all these websites to find out like what the exact dates and when the tickets are, all the info about this concert, and I see these people get into a fight because somebody that lives in Brooklyn said good trash like Oasis and Jet and the Killers belong on Staten Island. And now I was more upset that they dissed Oasis. But
I think the Staten Island lineup is better.
Wrong, I go off on Staten Island constantly. I hate Staten Island.
Okay.
But I hate a lot of the people. But I was thinking, honestly, like, you're some trendy prick that moved to Williamsburg, like, pays $1,600 a month to live in a ghetto that's glad Bell and Sebastian are playing in the Brooklyn concert. So give me a break, you know?
They came from, you know.
Yeah, I think I'd rather sit in a smelly garbage dump and watch Oasis than go risk being stabbed by some hoodlum and watching Belle and Sebastian, yeah.
I'd have to go with the Staten Island stadium being, I mean, it's got a beautiful view. I mean, maybe it's not the, you know, we don't have the best reputation.
Have you been to Keyspan? I've never been to either one. I want to go to see both of them.
I worked right near it recently.
Apparently they're both pretty nice stadiums.
They're really nice stadiums. I mean, but Coney Island, Brooklyn is a shithole.
You know
I
what?
Mean, like, you know, it's kind of better over near
the Staten Island. Yeah, exactly. The Staten Island Stadium is technically in, like, basically placed in the bad area of Staten Island, but I'll take my chances there more. I ain't going walking through Coney Island.
It's across the street from the police station.
Yeah, it's across the street from a police station, and it's by a ferry. It's a populated area. You know what? Like, Coney Island is a terrible ghetto. Yeah, I understand.
What, is it like a ghost town?
It depends. If
no, ghosts don't stab you for your iPod.
Okay, well, see, I've never been to New York City, so I don't know what it's like there. You know
ghosts
what I mean? Like,
don't spray herpes-infected pus at you while you're walking
so
by.
So many crack whores walking around Coney Island. Yeah, Coney Island's terrible. They try to
Coney
rebuild
Island's
it.
Terrible. Staten Island smells like a
sounds like a great place. I can understand why Stephon Marbury wanted to go back home and play for the Knicks.
Hey, man. Nothing like New York, though. It's got its own stinks. Its own crack whores.
I mean, Yankee Stadium is in, like, one of the worst areas in the city, but when it's Yankee Stadium time, there's tons of people, like, even on the trains going to the games, you know? But, like, even when you go to a Yankee game, if you park, like, 6 or 7 blocks away, after, like, that fourth or fifth block, you're starting to wish you parked closer, even if it's the middle of the day. And it's an eerie kind of thing. It's, like, it's these, like, gutted buildings, and it's, like, this post-war zone or something.
It's like Asbury Park. It looks like a bomb hit.
Asbury Park's terrible, too.
Okay, you know what's scary? Buffalo, New York, man. I go there to see hockey games and stuff. Buffalo, New York looks like fucking Baghdad. It's all full of Arab-looking people, and half the buildings are falling down. I swear to God, it's like they transplanted Iraq into Buffalo, New York. That place is scary. The fucking hockey arena is in the middle of this industrial area where there's nothing around. Like, the parking is, like, under this bridge, and it's scary as shit. Like, I see people, and I just start running to the fucking stadium because I think I'm going to fucking get stabbed or shot or who knows what. Some crack whore is going to stab me with her HIV needle. That place is scary.
Do the Sabres still have – is that still a team?
What's that?
The Buffalo Sabres, is that still a team?
Yeah.
Really? I thought they moved. I don't know why.
No. They were almost sold because their old owner was that Regis guy who owned that Adelphia Cable who stole all that money.
Yeah.
And now the new owner is the governor of New York.
Really? George Pataki?
Yeah.
Really? The Islanders, a guy bought the Islanders and he didn't even have the money. He falsified all his documents, and they were in such a rush to sell the team that they agreed in principle, and then he wasn't coughing up any money, so they actually looked into his background.
And he didn't have the cash to do it?
But, like, the NHL approved it. You know, baseball, to sell a baseball team, like, it's such a pain in the ass to sell a baseball team. Like, they'll just randomly decide they're not going to sell it to you. But, like, they just sold a major hockey franchise, and just this guy who was, like, some guy that scraped up enough money to get a suit and go into there, like...
You could have, if you have $99 in a job, you can own...
a major hockey franchise.
For some schmo off the street to go in there and purchase it?
Well, considering what the people in Buffalo look like, if you walked in there and you had more than a net worth of $6, you were probably considered rich in Buffalo, okay?
Yeah, but this is the New York Islanders that this guy bought.
Oh, okay. Then you're talking about the
Buffalo
Sabres.
No, it was the Islanders. Four cups in a row, bro.
That whole
yo.
Doesn't some, like, Chinese dude own it now or something?
Probably. I think whoever it is actually had money.
Some Chinese guy owns a hockey team?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Japanese.
Sure it's like some Chinese guy.
Something seems all
some Chinese
crazy
businessman
about
from New York City.
No, that's the Chinese restaurant on your corner you're thinking of.
I meant chopstick, not hockey.
Surprisingly, there actually is a Chinese restaurant down the street from me.
Is it good?
Wait, so what city do you live in?
I live just outside of Niagara Falls. I live in a small town.
so you're like on the border of New York then? You're right there, right?
I live about 25 minutes from the border of Niagara Falls, and I live about 45 minutes from Buffalo.
Okay.
I live pretty close to the border.
Are you near Toronto? I'm so clueless. Oh, here we go.
I live far away from Toronto. Like, I'm about a two-hour drive from Toronto.
Okay. Do you like the kids in the hall?
I like the kids in the hall, yes.
Do you like Daryl
Hall? But we watched this in the hall probably before you guys even heard of
this
them.
This is such an American dick interviewing somebody from Canada. Do you like Kids in the Hall? Do you like the Blue Jays?
Do you like Michael J.
Yes,
Fox?
Yes, actually, I do like the Blue Jays. They're my favorite team.
Do you like Michael J. Fox?
I wish they... by the way, I love Degrassi Junior High, and now I love the new Degrassi show, The Next Generation.
You actually like that? That is so fucking lame, how they have Snake, and he's, like, 40, and he's, like, all bald, and he's like, hey, kids, let's learn some stuff here. Fuck my balls. Like,
Joey's bald, too.
Joey Jeremiah, like, hello?
You know everything about it, but it's so lame.
I wish Spice.
Well,
because
we watched it when we were kids.
That show was great.
I watched a couple of them now because my girlfriend likes that shit.
I actually have the Degrassi Junior High box set. I bought all the DVDs. I put in the first one, and it wasn't the same. I never watched it after that.
But see, there's like a whole bunch of different ones. There's like the kids of Degrassi Street, became Degrassi Junior High, and then it was Degrassi High,
which I never
and now
saw.
It's Degrassi The Next Generation. See, there's Degrassi Junior High just wasn't, that's just one section in the whole, because all the kids like grew up on the show.
Who was the kid? There was a guy that reminded me of you on that show. You being Runner, who I'm pointing to in the room. I'm letting them know that I'm pointing to you. His name was Wheels. He kind
Wheels,
of reminded
yes.
me of,
I was just going to say that.
He reminded me of Runner because he wore like similar glasses like you wear, and he was in a band, and he played guitar in the band, and he was always writing songs, and for some reason he just like, when I actually met you, I think I thought of Wheels.
Great.
But Wheels got drunk and killed a kid and did 10 years for manslaughter.
You know, that actually... something
oh, wait,
seems
was,
right.
Oh, was that you? I'm getting confused.
Yeah. I mean,
whoa.
It can kind of go either way.
Why, you like killing people?
No, I just have bad incidences when
was
I
that
get...
a little Joey...
Is that Chris?
Was that a Joey Lawrence? Whoa, he just said your mom's there. Forget it. You know what I definitely did? I definitely locked him out.
Oh, really?
Is your girlfriend here? Did somebody else lock the door, maybe?
No.
You know what? I don't remember locking it, but it's always a natural reaction just to lock the door.
It's a crack whore coming in there to try and steal your computers to make some money for crack.
I'm always so extremely...
Dude, you see how these things work? How that? Why?
You have like a shotgun handy, so like if somebody like comes in and tries to fuck shit up while the show's on, like you can just blast them.
Well, it just happened. Speaking of that,
I didn't hear the shotgun.
Actually, I don't have any sound.
Were you doing the Joey Lawrence whoa? By the way, yeah. I caught that before.
Whoa. Yeah, actually, I was.
We were talking about Joey Jeremiah.
I live on the edge, as you can tell.
Like Aerosmith.
Living on the edge.
Freaking
yeah,
hate
so no more,
that
no
band.
More smack fest.
I hate that band.
No more hip hop violence.
Hate that band.
Wait, Eric's Archives is a rap show. He should have a shooting contest. I don't think Dan will ban that.
No, that's all right. I mean, it'll trump slapping contest. Hey!
Fine, what do you get for that?
What's going on here?
Bad news?
No. Let's see if this works.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
Everybody's got to get a little bit of the intro. Hey, it's the Brown Lodge. We're all here.
I thought the Brown Lodge has been on the air for like an hour and a half, though, right?
Something like that.
Hi.
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 Hi, I like working late. Hi, my name is Christy.
Hi, I like touching myself.
Oh, that's a little bit dirty.
Ouch.
What's up?
Can you actually touch yourself in the condition that you're in, or, like, did you get...
No, I can't. Well, I guess I could. I mean, my dick isn't burnt. So if I really wanted to pull it, I guess I could. I could bust a nut off right now on the air.
I mean, I imagine... Yeah, go for it. Why not?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh. It would have to be distracting, three dudes talking to you while you're trying to rub one out.
That's my main thing. I mean, especially now that Chris is here in his uber-manly voice, I don't think I could bust a nut off even if I did put some, like, porn on.
Well, you know how he's all burnt up? I was wondering
if
he
got burnt down. So when you make your Private Parts movie, it's going to be Canadian Mike masturbating on the speaker?
But he's going to have to get
reburnt. Exactly.
I know I'm coming in a little bit late here, but what in Christ's name are you talking about that he's all burnt up? What happened? I don't mean to rewind the show. What's burnt? What happened?
What are you doing?
I fell asleep in the pool for like 4 hours, and I got like a really bad sunburn, and I spent Saturday night in the hospital.
Oh, my Christ. That's the filthiest thing I've ever heard in my life. All over your body or in one side of your body?
Well, like I did, I was doing yard work outside, right? And I was outside for like 2 hours.
Inside.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll go cool off in the pool. And I threw the pool chair in the pool, and I'm just like relaxing. I closed my eyes, and next thing I know, I wake up, and I'm like... on fire.
So it's the whole. So it would be your whole front of your body, like you were laying on your back, I'm assuming, in the pool.
Yeah, I had like my hat on, so like my face didn't get burnt, but like basically from my upper chest to my waist, and then from like my knees to my feet.
His hair is fine.
Burnt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it really
my
does sound like a horrible,
perfect.
Horrible thing. But so the front half of your body from the neck down is red, and your back is just your regular. I'm assuming you're a Caucasian male to be getting sunburned. Yes.
Yeah, I'm Honky Cracker. Yes.
He's quite racist.
So you're totally white. See, that's horrible. But and you're just totally white
you
on the back.
You have to listen to replay of the show.
I don't know if I want.
I am not racist. But yes, my back is white because I'm quite the hermit and I don't go outside often. My back is white. My front is red.
So you're the reverse redneck. Your neck is white and everything
on
else
the
is
red front. Yes.
You're like a black and white cookie without the black.
Fantastic.
Out.
I'm an Oreo cookie without the other side. Yeah.
And some red put in.
And whatever.
We smeared ketchup on it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm playing ketchup. I don't know what you guys discussed, what you guys haven't discussed. If there's been a big retrospective on Dan Marino's career that you guys got into before I got here, did that happen yet? Or
no, we haven't talked about Dan Marino.
Is it just my headphones that are clipping
out?
You know what it is? It makes me cut out when I go to a different web page.
Super.
What?
And I'm just figuring out what makes your phone crap out on us a little bit is when I change my... when I change websites.
Speaking of phone crapping out, we don't run Vonage anymore?
We're on Vonage right now.
This is Vonage?
Yeah.
He's been on Vonage the whole show?
He's been on for like 50 minutes.
Okay, because...
I'm on the telephone, dude.
Oh, okay, because I've been calling like a million times. I keep going straight to voicemail. It doesn't beep in.
Because I've been on the phone for like an hour.
No. Yeah, but we have call waiting, though. I've been calling literally since the beginning of the show because I actually wanted to be on at the beginning of the show. I called at 8:02 and it went right to voicemail.
Oh, we didn't get...
Oh, because Runner didn't get the show started till about 8:30.
Till what? His boot was at 8:30?
We're going to...
It was a boot 8:30, yeah.
Okay.
Quick tech meeting. We had to change the whole output thing, and we're kind of going on in a different way now, like almost like the way we go on with Shoutcast. Radio BBQ Dan helped me because for some reason this got all fucked up.
Okay, everything got crazy. We'll figure that out later. Okay, so yes, I didn't understand because I was calling the dude who I was working with who keeps telling me every week that he wants to call into the show. He started calling. He started leaving the most long, inane, long-winded, ridiculously dumbass messages, but they're all on the voicemail, which we still have yet to check. I just didn't know if the phone was working or if it wasn't working because I know we've had problems with that in the past.
I even left a message, too, because Runner's like, oh, yeah, call me now because it's on, and then, like, he didn't answer.
And it wasn't.
Well, that's why I went back to the song to turn the damn phones on. Cranky little burnt up dude.
Unusual. By the way, you're listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You could check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger. Actually, can you? Yeah, unusual. At the Brown Lodge. You could check out our website, thebrownlodge.com. Did you ever start the cameras up? Are they working? Are they running?
Well, not unusual. They're up.
Did you actually post my pictures on thebrownlodge.com?
Oh, certainly not. I actually still have to get those from Runner. We seem to be having a real... You want to talk about technical issues? We have a major issue with me trying to get email from him. He sends it. It never shows up at my house. I don't know what's happening. We have a bunch of pictures I've been trying to get from him, and I just can't seem to get them.
What are you using?
I use the Megaforce Window Driver 96. No, we use just regular Outlook. We've tried Gmail. We've tried Hotmail. We've tried every friggin' mail thing. For some reason,
it's all zipped and ready to go.
When he tries to send
it, you know what? I sent it to you.
I just assumed that
my computer, for some reason, the Comcast thing is driving my email crazy. Like, okay, I can receive.
Tonight. Try like getting like a Hotmail account or something.
Yeah, we have them. It didn't work. Tonight, before we leave, burn them to a disk, and we'll just do it that way. And,
okay.
And I'll figure it out, and then we'll try and figure out what's wrong with your computer. But I don't know. Yeah, so you can check out the website, check out the cam portal, the Brown Lodge cam portal, that is, at thebrownlodge.com. I don't know. Maybe there'll be another portal sometime in the future you can go to, too. Who knows?
Everybody really does.
Oh, sorry.
As of, I think, the other night.
Oh, it's official? It's out there?
It wasn't official, but...
I don't think it's officially out there, because I haven't seen the prototype
Dan gave
yet.
A little sneak preview, though.
The beta testing, if you will.
He gave the Betamax.
Wait, you got one at your house?
No. People can't look at me.
Okay.
I got a webcam in my toilet.
I forgot. I have
so hot.
I have to do the rest of the show like this.
I'm sorry. I'll look the other way.
I had so many big plans for tonight. That they're going to have
but
to
wait.
But
you came to do the Brown Lodge instead?
I had, I want you to know, I'm really, really psyched that I actually made it here. I was going to be so pissed off if I didn't make it tonight's show, even though I got here super, super
late.
Oh,
by the way, I locked you out.
Yeah, thanks, I noticed. But I had a big plans for a taste test that I wanted to have tonight. That's going to have to wait until Wednesday's show. It's nothing, I swear to God to you, 100K is shaking his head at me, because he has some food issues, there are certain things he can't eat. I had a dessert treat last night.
Won't.
I had a dessert treat.
Ketchup?
No, can't. A dessert treat. Choose not to. A dessert treat last night.
Did you have a dessert treat last night?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I keep getting sidetracked with the language. I had a dessert treat last night.
The language duck?
Yes.
Don't say it again.
And it's a... see, I wasn't going to say it. Now I want to just because you told me not to. This dessert treat was not a traditional one. I had heard something about it, and I was at a certain ethnic food store yesterday, and I purchased this treat. I'm not going to get into the description of what it is, because I'm going to leave
Buscock.
What's that?
That's Buscock.
No, I consider that more of like an appetizer. But, you know, like a that's more of a savory dish than a dessert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so this dessert treat, it's just something you wouldn't expect to be good. But the morbid curiosity that I have to eat anything I possibly can got the better of me, and I purchased this treat, and I had it last night, and I've got to say, I can't wait to get home to eat some more of it tonight. It's delicious, it's tasty, it's just not something you would think of. I've been obsessed with it, and I wanted to talk about it on tonight's show, and I thought, one better, why don't I let the fellas taste it without telling them what it is, and then let them see if they like it or not, and we'll go from there. Unfortunately, I just came directly off a bus, so no dessert treat tonight. You'll get it on Wednesday, and you'll love it. It's nothing.
Fair sounds enough. Scary.
Is it going to be stale by Wednesday?
No, it's a frozen dessert treat. It'll be fine.
Chilled monkey brains.
No, it's nothing crazy like that. You know what it is? It's more of those like a flavor that you wouldn't think should go with something type thing, as opposed to it being like that. It's an animal's like you know balls you know raw and you know with mustard or something.
Sauerkraut and whipped cream.
I'm not gonna ruin it because I want you just to take a scoop of it. And the best part about it is you could smell it, and you won't be able to know what the hell you're smelling. You'd be like, oh, that seems fine. And then you put it in your mouth and go, what in Christ's name is this? I've teased it too much. You'll see in about 48 hours, assuming that they don't make me work in you know Boston or something. On not that there's anything wrong with Boston. It's just that we're 5 hours away from it.
Is it called toque?
It's called toque. No, it's not called toque. We don't mean toque.
Do you know what a toque is?
I know what a toque bird is. I don't know what a toque is.
You don't?
No.
Did you ever hear...
Like, you guys live right near Canada. How do you not know what a toque is?
What in the hell's a toque?
toque is a hat that you wear in the wintertime.
I wouldn't
say
we're right near Canada.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we absolutely don't live right near
Canada. I think we're closer
Canada.
To England.
We live in a state that borders Canada at one point, but we're on the direct polar opposite side of that state. We're as far south in New York as you could possibly be. Literally. Staten Island is
okay,
the southernmost point. What's that? We're not the... I guess so. I'm gonna guess. We're not the best state in the union because
you're the best state in my heart.
You guys are cool. So
I love you guys, even though I'm from Nazi Canada.
That's shameful. So did you guys talk about Billy West at all?
Nope. Don't know who that is.
You guys familiar with who Billy West is?
Nope.
Most popularly known as the voices of Ren and Stimpy.
You idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's
you
pretty
can
good.
Speckle the Dean.
That's pretty good.
Ren and Stimpy's Canadian.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. The guy who created Ren and Stimpy is Canadian.
And who's he?
John Kruk something or other. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, John Kent.
The last name.
Okay, well, all I know is that the voice behind them is a gentleman by the name of Billy West. He used to be on the Howard Stern Show. And in this week's Steppin' Out magazine with Chauncey Hayden, he said he would turn down Howard Stern if he offered him a job. I don't believe that Howard Stern is offering him a job, but it came up in the conversation. I just thought that was kind of interesting. It made me think about talk radio of days past and Howard Stern. Do you or do you not agree that Howard Stern was his funniest when Billy West was on the show? Speaking that you're the only person here who remembers Billy West and knows that he was on the show, probably.
Do I think that the show was funnier when Billy West was on it?
I think it's the funniest his show ever was. I marked when Billy West left as being like the beginning of the end for Howard Stern, even though he signed a $50 billion contract and it'll be on the air until I'm 160.
I think he's funny now. You know, I think he's back to being loose.
Okay, I'm not.
So it's like, yeah, I think Billy West was the funniest, and then he went on a huge lag. You know, but I think
Billy
West
was on?
Like late 80s, early 90s. Actually, probably not even late 80s, like early 90s. Yeah, around the Ren and Stimpy time, to be honest, when Ren and Stimpy were getting big, like 90, 91, 92.
I've listened
to Howard. Then I would never have heard of Howard Stern then, because he wasn't on until Canada until, like, you know,
Thursday. 1999. That late?
Oh, God. So you missed all the golden years of Howard Stern then.
I think
pretty much.
My favorite time was later. I think right around, like, 1996, 97.
When you started
Woo-hoo!
Liking
Woo-hoo!
Was, with Jackie's on? Yeah, I can't take Jackie.
That was like my favorite time.
I gotta be honest, I really dug Jackie because he wasn't good because I could talk, but because
he wasn't funny.
Yeah, he was. I think he was intentionally a hacky comic, and that was kind of amusing to me. I liked, you know, I have an F Jackie T-shirt at home someplace. Like I dug that stuff. I like that.
Did he go on a comedy tour or something after the show, after he got fired or whatever?
A comedy tour of probably, you know, the two comedy places down the block from his house, and that's about it. And then it's like, oh, you're not on the show anymore? Well, you don't get booked anymore. I know this is really cutting edge news I'm talking about Jackie leaving the show.
It's pretty weird that though that somebody that hasn't been on the show in 10 years is mentioning that they're not going to be on the show when it goes to satellite, and it wasn't even offered in the first place.
Well, the thing is, I don't think he brought it up. I'm sure that Chauncey, like trying to stir the pot, asked him. Yeah, he's a creepo. I think he asked him and he said he wouldn't and he would turn it down. He's like, but honestly, I don't think they would. And I think actually in the quote he said something to the effect of they obviously didn't think it was important. He said, no matter how much money they offer me, I wouldn't come back because obviously they didn't think I was worth it at one point because they got rid of me. So, you know, why would they think I'm worth it now? I don't think they think I'm worth it now. So that's all. I just thought I found that kind of odd. It made me think about back when I really used to love that show.
3 or 4 years ago, I thought when Dave Chappelle was on, it was always brilliant.
I'm sorry. I still think that Gilbert Gottfried is the best guest ever.
Oh,
on
he's
that
a
show.
Great guest, too.
He was on the other day.
I thought he was on ONA the other day.
Gottfried?
Yeah.
He was on Howard, too.
I wouldn't think that he'd be running both sides of that angle. Yeah, I would think that he would be like someone that would have to be on one
Dude,
or the
he'd
other.
Dude, he'd be here if and you got in touch with him.
That's a good point.
Oh God, I'd love to have him here. Were you with me when we were driving? We were working the cash register jobs. I was with Crazy Tommy. I'm a Tom. And
Tom, it's me, Tom.
It's me, Tom.
How you doing, guy? It's me, Tom.
We were driving past the St. Regis and we saw him and he hangs half of his body out the window and he screams, I love you, Gilbert!
The Bosch?
He's like, ugh. Yeah, Bosch.
That's hot.
I love that guy. He's the Affleck duck.
Is he really?
Well, I didn't even know what you were talking about. Yeah, he absolutely is. You know what? To me, I just love when he's
what are you trying to do?
Whenever he's trying to be our old boss from that, from the, from the cash register, John. So I care.
Oh,
about
really?
Yeah. So did you guys touch on anything about the rivers in Italy lately?
Yeah.
As soon as I got here,
we practically smoked all of it,
dude.
Yeah, we drank the pee river. Don't worry.
Delicious. Cry me a pee river filled with your drug testing. Obviously, you guys didn't talk about Dan Marino. I'll end it. I'll say one thing really quickly, and I won't get into my gay fest for a half hour. For those of you who don't know, I'm a ridiculous Miami Dolphins fan. I really love Dan Marino. For years, I considered getting the name Marino across my shoulders and 13 tattooed on my back. I'm now probably just going to get the Dolphins logo tattooed on my arm. I haven't decided if I'm going to get 13 next to it or not. I was touched by his speech. Swear to God, not even screwing around. He retired this weekend. I mean, he retired. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend, if you don't know, the American Pro Football Hall of Fame. It actually got me a little bit misty, swear to God, not even screwing around, thinking that I'll never see him play a game again. And I just thought it was the most badass thing in the world that he did, that he made his old receiver go out for a pass, and he threw a long bomb to him, and it hit him in the
head. Oh, wasn't that all misty when he threw that pass to Mark Clayton? Yeah. And Clayton was wearing, like, his ghetto shorts, and Dan Marino's got, like, a $5,000 suit on.
It's not, that's the Hall of Fame jacket that he had up on top. Clayton, come on, man. Dan Marino deserves it. He could wear as many $5,000 suits as he wants. It got to me. It hit me right in my sweet spot right here. And, you know, I love
they edited the part where he hit Mark Duper in the nose like Marsha Brady.
Oh, my nose!
Out of curiosity, no. What was I going to say? I was going to ask you for a beer, but I don't want to drink.
I got two more in there.
Okay, then can I have one? I desperately would like a beer. I'm just annoyed with my whole situation. I made a lot of money working today, but it really sucks that I feel like I'm neglecting the show left and right. And
he wants to get the taste of his special dessert out of his mouth. That's what he wants a beer for.
By the way, I'm working on Andy Melanakis again tomorrow. I'm just working for an hour, and they're paying me for a full day.
I watched. Give him a call?
No.
I watched that for the first time.
Are you going to call him?
They're in California. They call me from
California. Let's call Andy Melanakis right now.
No. I just wanted to throw that out.
Hold on. Andy!
If he's in California.
He does the show from here. They come all the way out here.
Well, how are you?
All those MTV dudes. I have to go pick up gear that's already and just mail it to them. And that's it. And a painting that's on the wall from the show.
You're going to forget, aren't you?
Yeah, totally forget.
So as long as we're talking about sports so much, like Andy Melanakis, do you care at all about, well, you don't like the Jets. Do you care at all about Ty Law?
I think it's interesting. I don't dislike the Jets. I like the Atlanta
Falcons.
They'll
make their defense a lot better.
Yeah, it's big news here in New York.
You hate the Jets?
Yeah, I hate the Jets.
Like the Yankees? You hate the Jets more?
I hate the Jets more than I hate the Yankees, yes.
Wow.
I hate the Jets too, but I mean, if I tell you my team, you'll just laugh at me. So.
I'm going to assume it's got to be the Buffalo Bills, right?
No, it's even worse than that.
They're
in Ohio.
My team, who, the Bengals or the Browns?
Yeah. I like the Bengals.
Dude, I got no problem with the Bengals.
I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan.
I got absolutely no problem with the Bengals, and I can't say anything. My team was 4-12 last year, okay? My team hasn't made the playoffs in 5 years. Hey, Mike, who's your favorite team?
I just like to say something to you guys, because I heard something said about, you know, the world of professional sports. I don't really know about this guy too much, but I heard that he passed away. One of your announcers, Peter Jennings, I assume he's one of the football guys.
Right. Yeah, he was actually Canadian. He would announce for the CFL.
Sporty Sundays. I heard that he passed away, and he's been doing it for a long time. And keep up that game, Pete. You take that to the hole. Go. That's all I gotta say.
In all honesty, I assume that the Peter Jennings things was discussed. The fact that it hasn't been, and the fact that that was the way it was just discussed, perfect. Let's move on.
Take it to the hole.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You're listening to The Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. You can also Skype us up at RUNNDOGG.
That's gross.
I tell you to, what, Skyping us up?
Yeah.
I tell you to call us up on the hotline, but we've got a permanent fixture on the hotline tonight, so don't bother. His name's Canadian.
Yeah, that's
Ryan.
Great.
He's real angry.
You could also check out, he's angry and burnt. You can check out our website, thebrownlodge.com. You can check out radiobbq.net. You can check out the chat room, radiobbq chat, and all that jazz.
And don't forget www.lemonparty.org.
Lemonparty.org. I don't know what that is.
I thought I'd throw that out there for all the peeps.
Yeah, do it again. What the hell
is that? www.lemonparty.org.
It sounds
lemony,
succulent,
tasty. Almost as tasty as, say, a nice, fresh vagina.
Or three old crusty men sucking each other off, whichever one you like better.
We could Skype that one up.
Well, see, the reason I brought vagina into it, uncharacteristically, if I may say so
into
myself.
Get it?
No, Howard White. You're familiar with Howard White? He runs a little strip bar in Los Angeles called the Century Lounge. And he went to Los Angeles International Airport and started posting pictures, flyers up all over around the airport for Vaginas R Us, his new night at his strip bar. And I just thought that was one of the...
But I think he
got in trouble for it, too.
Yeah, he did. And I think he was willing to change the name now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the name of the place was, it was just like it was a night. You can't have a night at your place called Vaginas R Us?
Apparently not. No, I don't think you can post the flyers in the airport.
I don't actually think it was in the airport. I just think it was near the airport. Because the thing is, legally, he didn't do anything wrong other than infringe upon the Toys R Us trademark. That's the only thing that could be happening to him.
He wrote it the same way and everything?
Did he do like the backwards R?
Yeah, he did the backwards R.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just...
Mommy, what's that pink thing in the window?
It's a clitoris, son.
What are those pool things called? Those big floaty things that you stick between your legs? Just take one of them and clean it out.
The floaty things that you stick between your legs?
You know, they look like a big tube. No, they're new. They're really pretty cool. Like when you're in a pool, like and you're playing like volleyball and you can't touch the ground, you keep kind of like floating.
Right, wait.
It's like a giant tampon that hits you in the back and the front of the head.
Hold on one second.
Oh, a foam noodle?
Oh, those
yeah,
big
there
noodles.
You go. Noodle.
Okay.
Yeah, I got those for the pool too.
Now, buddy.
When's the last time you were in the pool playing volleyball? Like 1986.
I used to relax.
You missed the beginning of the show.
Volleyball.
Oh, damn it. I can't believe you guys closed the pool before I got home.
We got in the shower and did it.
Yo, as long as we're talking about like Toys R Us and stuff like that, how do you feel about Derek Lowe having sex with Carolyn Hughes?
Derek Lowe, the pitcher?
Yes, indeed. And
Carolyn Hughes.
She was the Dodgers Cub reporter for Fox Sports Net West, and she cheated on her husband, and he cheated on his wife, and it was all filthy thing. And apparently, she's been suspended for her job. And I don't understand why. Like, granted, it may be immoral. Granted, it may be an issue for them family wise. But what right does this company have to pull her off of her job because she decided to do something that may not be,
Well, she is the Dodgers reporter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean...
But it's not like he's not going
to
pitch a game.
I had to sit through a human resources thing at the job I don't have, and they said that, like, you're not allowed to become, like, romantically involved with vendors you may be dealing with or something like that. I would think that's the same thing.
Romantically involved in vendors? Oh, I guess she can give a positive spin on him.
Yeah, you know. Like,
Derek Lowe's the best pitcher ever. I love him. I'd like to have
10,000
of his babies.
Apparently she did.
Oh. Oops.
Or, I mean, on the other hand, like, she could have bad things to say. I mean, she could have seen him shooting up roids or something.
Good point.
And there's something wrong with that?
Like maybe he didn't...
Derek Lowe pitched a perfect game last night. Too bad he didn't call me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she gets dumped, and next thing you know, she's got like 15 needles from his garbage bin, and a sample of whatever fucking steroid he's on.
Well, maybe his garbage bin was next to Giambi's. Oh, that's right. He's clean now.
Oh yeah.
He's
got a great fastball and a small cock.
Jeter's peeing for him now.
But he definitely. You're going to tell me that you really don't believe that Giambi, just from hard work,
busted out with a gigantic patch of acne on the side of his neck and face.
After really having a clean complexion and terrible hitting for the first month of the season?
Exactly. And all of a sudden he magically fixes himself? I don't think so.
Well, I heard that Oxy
He's back on the roids. He's back
does,
on the juice.
Does wonder.
He's on Red Bull.
Dude, that stuff, that really does...
Petra Nemakova use Oxy 10?
Does she?
Oh, well, thanks for the information. I guess let's see. The Indigo Kitchen's on up after us. Are they always on up after us?
On Mondays. On Wednesdays, it's...
The Asylum, right?
Yes.
They're up 11 p.m. We can go. We can just keep going if we want.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize it was 10 o'clock. I realized I got here like 6
o'clock. All right, well, you guys keep going. I'm going to go because I got to take out piss like a racehorse.
Where are you taking it?
Right,
can you even
box.
Like
just
put your arms
in the
vicinity of it, or does everything just have to stay away from your body?
Well, I'm probably gonna have to like stand back from the toilet and kind of like aim.
Oh, man.
Funny, but hey.
That's usually like when you pee all hard on. Yeah, man, I feel for your plight. Sorry about that, even though it's pretty funny.
It's all good. It's my fault.
That is pretty horrendous. Thank you for joining us this evening, my friend, and thank you for being crispy and sharing.
You're right on it. 111 minutes, by the way.
Hey, Canadian Mike, I might have a toque for you.
I have lots of toques.
I was going to give... Are you a fan of the HBO original series, any of them?
Well, I watch, like, The Sopranos and stuff.
Okay.
Were you looking for Entourage?
I have an Entourage baseball cap that I got.
I watched that show once. I wasn't a big fan of it. But
if you're not
going
to wear the toque, then...
I'll wear the toque, man. I'll rep the show.
Yeah, I got to make a point, by the way, to really go back and figure out who's everyone that we've promised these gifts to that we haven't sent them to.
I was
going to
give it away, but Canadian Mike's on the phone, so what the hell?
Well, no, but we give it away to him. That's fine for him.
How much does it cost to mail something to Canada?
Don't we just promise him everything? I think we just keep giving all of our gifts away to him.
No, I think we gave something to Dan. We gave something to Monty. We gave something to Charlie.
Did we?
Yeah, we
come on, you got to give me lots of prizes. I mean, I make those nice pictures for you guys.
Yeah, you definitely.
By the way, Cowboy Bob Orton, I never realized how much he looks like Ralph Mouth.
What are you talking about?
He does, eh?
Look at a picture of him.
Especially with Nicole.
Like, tell me that's not Ralph Mouth standing right there, all fat and.
No way. You're nuts.
Okay, guys, I got to go on pants.
All right, dude, go pee. Thanks a lot, bro.
Word. Peace out.
There you go.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys picked up on any of the interesting things that have been happening this week on the internet. It's like it's a collection of websites and it's like internet highways and super information. Wow, it looks like you downloaded some things off right there and printed it. But did you notice that your favorite?
I thought you typed that up.
Your favorite part of the internet, my favorite part of the internet,
the web,
ronfez.net. Now has a nice big fancy banner atop the page that says the Brown Lodge.
Ooh.
I love it. I was actually just there today. I mean, I go there all the time, but for my new job, I can't post from there. And I've actually been fired from a job in the past because I apparently spent too much time. Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Is
really
that your new phone?
Yeah, that's my phone. That's my wife.
Hey, I saw a movie, by the way, that something similar happened to Matt Dillon. But go ahead anyway.
But yeah, so I was there. Like, I go there every day, but for my new job, I won't post on there because I don't want to get in trouble and fired again like I did in the past. It's just so weird to be there just looking at stuff and reading posts about, you know, satellite radio and all, you know, just all stuff that, you know, BS that you would talk about throughout the day. And it was pretty cool just to be there and not even notice, like, oh, wait, there's my banner at the top of the page for my show. Wow, this is pretty awesome. I just think it's pretty cool. I like that we're in the ad rotation there. That's my new obsession now. Well, my main obsession is maybe to show up for the show on time. But beyond that, my next new obsession is I just want to get into some crazy media blitz for us and for just Radio BBQ as a whole, because I hear that we're rallying the troops out there. We're trying to get things going. We're trying to get the best shows that we can forward. We want to take over the world in a barbecue type of way.
Frankly, we plan on taking over the world.
Do you think that's true? Taking over a job on a radio station, I think, would be sufficient.
Well, see, this is the movie Velvet Goldmine.
Oh, is it?
In the movie Velvet Goldmine, he says, quite frankly, we plan on taking over the world. So... every time somebody says that, it pops into my head. It's my favorite line.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sorry. I was reading at the same time that there's a Ron Fez plug banner on the Radio BBQ Net MySpace page. It's another thing that's been introduced, part of this Radio BBQ world that's slowly but surely expanding, and now it's picking up more steam, getting more popular day by day. Children,
you know what happened to Radio BBQ became my 99th MySpace friend. And I decided I had to do some cleaning up.
What, you don't want to have 100 friends?
I want that to be my new name, actually. No, I just, I don't know.
Friends.
I was friends with Garbage. don't get me wrong. I like that band. Obviously, I accepted their friend. I was friends with Morrissey. I was friends with Garbage.
Let me point something out. You saying, well, don't get me wrong. I like that band. You have been fairly obsessed in your life with garbage. That in the middle of talking about, I don't know, you know, nuclear fusion, you'll bring up, what's her name, Manson's name.
Shirley Manson?
Yeah, see, exactly. So, I mean, it's not just like such a far cry from normalcy. That
well, I accepted some bands that sent me links like, hey.
Any bands that ask me to be my friends because they see that I have a guitar in one of my pictures or something like that, I decline them all. Because I'm not going to promote anyone else's band. Unfortunately, now they're all going to decline when I ask them to befriend the Brown Lodge, but still. What am I going to do? Hey, have you befriended the Brown Lodge? Have you befriended the Brown Lodge yet? Try and say that. If you haven't, check out our website, thebrownlodge.com. Go to, I don't remember if I put it under Interact or Fun Stuff. One of the two sites there. You should get in there in your MySpace and join and, well, and become friends with us. Be our friendsters.
We should just link it up with the Radio BBQ MySpace page. That way they could just find it.
Oh,
right,
have you befriended them?
I that? Have personally under, oh, not with, under not Keith, with, but not under...
Under what?
I don't know.
Who?
I don't even know who just said that.
I just walked into some crazy world of like quantum leaping. Oh, okay.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, so Peter Jennings, man, really a mess. Oh, fast forward a little. Hey, so Radio BBQ tonight taking over the world, and it's going to be hot. The Brown Lodge is proud to be a part of it, and we're going to be emotionally bereft and sexually charged and ready just to do what we got to do. I'm really starting to get crazy about this fact that I work insane hours. I feel like I'm letting down the lodge. I got to be honest. The fact that I come stumbling in real late.
I do that every week.
Yeah, but you've done it a bit. You know what it comes down to? You've done it a lot. So it's kind of almost like a regular thing. This is only the third show that I almost missed. And one of them I intentionally missed. I told you I was missing in advance. It bothers me. It makes me feel odd. If it's something that you do on a regular, you know, I guess it's not, and we understand it's because it's your job. And with me, two of the three times it was because of my job. It's just, it bums me out. It pisses me off. It makes me feel annoyed. This to me, outside of spending time with my wife and daughter, or daughter and wife, daughter, I'm not going to put them in any particular order, both of them, outside of hanging out with them, this is my favorite thing to do. This is, I love doing this. I love being on the, I was going to say radio. I love being on the internet doing radio stylized media in a data transferring fashion.
It's radio.
How about radio?
Is it really radio?
Yeah.
What's the dictionary definition of the word radio?
I don't know. But I would consider it AM, FM, satellite, internet. They're all radio. CB, ham.
Yeah, I don't know that that's really true though. I think that may be a
I think it says Z100 next to a radio in the dictionary.
It has Marconi codes.
Z Morning Zoo. If Scott Shannon's been on, then you're part of radio.
Dictionary.
Or Jay Thomas.
He is on a lot of stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
the guy
Jay Thomas
Cheers,
takes
right?
over when Danny Bonaducci gets fired. He pops in there.
Hey, how you doing? I'm talking sports.
Mickey Dolenz.
Kind of
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees was on WCBS, the local oldie station, which was an oldie station for the longest time, and now they're Jack. They're like iPod radio. They play a lot of like fairly, I won't say obscure, but fairly for radio obscure new wave stuff that they would never play elsewhere, so I kind of like it for that. But I miss the oldies station, even though they were terrible but for the last few years, but I don't know. You guys listen to WCBS FM growing up? Like in, you know,
Hello, Love. I guess that's obscure if you don't know what it is. CBS, the oldies station, the doo-wop station, if you will. My dad was a big doo-wop fan. So
I never liked the doo-wop, but the Don K. Reed's doo-wop shop.
But because of my father being a
doo-wop
fan.
For nostalgic purposes, though.
Because of my dad being a doo-wop fan, I've been kind of tuned into that station occasionally. Actually, there are some certain groups that I actually do like of that genre. And it's a decent oldie station. If you're not in the mood for talk, which is pretty rare for me, to be quite
now
honest.
Now that Hot 97 doesn't have Smackfest anymore, there's nowhere to turn. By the way, totally pointless, I feel.
That was great!
A guy named John Rieger died, and he founded WLIR, the greatest new wave station
Rieger.
Ever, from Long Island,
Rieger,
New York.
Rieger. What's Steve Rieger?
John
Steve
Rieger.
Who's Steve Rieger?
Steve Regal.
No, Steve Regal's a wrestler. Steve Rieger. It's like a character from a TV show.
Alex Rieger from Taxi.
There you go. That's what I was thinking
of.
Yeah,
but this guy, John Rieger, or Rieger maybe, I don't know, founded WLIR. So he passed away at 91. So my condolences to him and his family. Because he changed my life.
Way to go, Chip.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
By the way, if you didn't know, radio is the wireless transmission through space of electromagnetic waves in the approximate frequency range from 10 kilohertz to 300,000 megahertz. What we are doing is not radio. What we are doing is...
That's number one. There's like six definitions there. It says the Brown Lodge right under number five.
Communication of audible signals encoded in electromagnetic waves. I don't believe this is an electromagnetic medium, is it? Transmission of programs to the public by radio broadcast. An apparatus used to transmit radio signals. A transmitter. A receiver. I really think that radio itself has something to do with it traveling through airwaves.
So then... Oh, wait. Satellite radio would be then.
Yeah, we're a comparable... We're a comparable... product
okay,
delivered through a, delivered through a dissimilar medium.
Would...
So we're dissimilar radio, the Brown Lodge, dissimilar radio.
So then does that
radio.
Mean cable television, you'd probably get a similar example. Does that mean cable isn't television?
Because television has nothing to do with the broadcast. Oh, you're saying if we're listening to a tape through your boombox, are you listening to the radio still?
I'm not, but that's a good thing, too.
But it's the same concept as cable.
But
who knows?
The TV stations actually use airwaves to broadcast, and then the cable company picks it up. And
yes, they most certainly do.
So there's nothing involving airwaves going on.
I don't think that. I mean, outside of your local community access cable station.
No, I mean with us though. Right now, there's nothing involving airwaves.
No, we're not on the air. Well, we are on. So I guess
whatever. Welcome to 2005. It's radio.
When we say that we're on the air, we're not really on the air.
We're not.
Well,
it's true.
If people have their speakers loud, it travels through the air from their speaker.
We're
on the air. We're on the radio. Okay. Sorry, I get this is what
internet
I,
radio now has 35 million listeners.
That's pretty cool.
That's
many?
Huge.
It's untapped.
It's
I think it's untapped.
It's been tapped for 35 million. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. It's tapped.
It
is because
not tapping out.
It's sort of like an even level playing field right now. You know?
Right now.
There's no big, there's no big, huge internet radio giant right now.
May I ask? Are you not familiar with RadioBBQ.net?
Well, but I'm talking about everyone else, though.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought, because as far as I can tell, that's
100%
the hugest...
absolutely for real. I don't know. I would like to see a list of maybe the top... Every time I look at, the top 100 internet radio stations, it's always something like Das Schlegelhof from
those guys rock
Hamburg,
they play Tulip all the time on that station.
They play songs that go boo doo doo boo.
Ashtunkuchen. Ow.
Scheiße.
Scheiße is my favorite. I love him. Yeah, I don't know, but there's a lot of in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, internet radio is huge. It's not very big here yet.
We have to get a more Australian appeal?
We have an 8 share in New Zealand, but there's only 6 people there.
I don't even understand the whole concept of the Arbitron rating system. I don't know what shares are versus...
8 sounds good.
Versus ratings versus...
I think it's as bogus as the Nielsen ratings, where 10% of people...
I don't understand what that works. It's the same thing. I don't understand the difference between what a share is versus a... rating.
Share is a percentage.
I have an 8 share, but I have a rating of this within an 8 share. There are two different parameters
honestly, the guys you hate, Mike and the Mad Dog, will read off the ratings and Mike. Honestly, one of the most boring segments ever because Mike will guess. All right, Mikey. Giants, Cardinals, Sunday night ESPN. Silence, then. Let's say a 4. It's like, who cares? And they'll go on for 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
That show's
minutes
on television well, right?
Mike and the Mad Dog is on the YES Network, yeah. I love it. I actually tape it sometimes on the DVR.
I was just going to ask you, was he right? Was it a 4?
He's right. He kind of knows, yeah.
That's all I was concerned with.
Quite frankly, He knows.
Ugh, hate him.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know who else knows?
Bo? Oh,
yeah, he does. He does. But I was talking about Jack Falcone.
Ooh, I don't know him.
Is he playing Bo Duke in the new Dukes Hazzard movie?
No, he's not.
Who is? Oh, sorry.
Bo, I don't know which one's Bo and I don't
American
know.
American Pie and who's the other
Jackass.
Guy?
Jackass. Okay. American Pie versus Jackass.
Johnny Knoxville, that's right. That's strange. All right, go ahead, though. Sorry.
No, Jack Falcone, he knows all the secrets about the mob. He was an FBI infiltrator, cover of the paper today, that there's a $250,000 contract on his head, and the FBI rounded up a bunch of mob bosses here in New York and said, you better pray for his health or we're going to make your life a living hell.
I love it.
It's the Untouchables 2005 version. What the hell's going on? Unfortunately, I never saw the Untouchables, so I don't know how that goes.
You never saw the movie The Untouchables?
Apparently on Valentine's Day, someone fell in love with someone and shot somebody else, and Elliot Gould starred in MASH.
I know.
That's what I know about it.
A big-headed baby with an afro goes rolling down the stairs in his carriage and... And
the
he
baby
has
was
to,
white.
Whoa, now I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're talking about the movie The Untouchables or the TV show?
I've never seen The Untouchables, the movie.
Yeah, and there's a scene where Kevin Costner's got to decide between... Oh, yeah, he had a big blonde afro. Like, he had like a...
A bafro?
One of the best movies going, seriously.
I love that movie, I do.
You guinea dago bastard.
Yo, in all honesty, I don't mean to take a step back, but I just look back to the chat room and see Eric Ryan from Eric's Archives saying, when people get Radio BBQ in their cars, that shit will get crazy. People want entertainment
yeah,
in their
see,
cars.
That's the thing
in all
I've been thinking
dude,
of.
Dude, okay.
Portables and cars.
It's 2005. Get yourself an FN PDA with a wireless modem. That's what needs to be getting cheap. People got to stop with the satellite radio, which, don't get me wrong, I'm buying XM in the next week. Actually, I should buy it by tomorrow because Ron and Fez are going to be on ONA tomorrow morning because I'm sure anyone listening to this needs to hear that plug. Stop with the XM. Stop with the flat screen computer screens. Stop with the plasma TVs. Have a computer in your car.
I think that's the thing holding back internet radio right now.
What, that we don't have computers in our car?
Is that you have to be stationary to hear it in either your office or your...
Why? Dude. You can absolutely 100% get the internet on a PDA with a wireless access point, and you could walk around and listen to it.
Is it reliable?
Am I a salesman? I don't know. It's you know what? It's up 98.6% of the time.
No. I'm curious. Is it something that goes out a lot? Is it inexpensive? Like this?
Are there wireless services that are reliable? Yes. Are there Wi-Fi connections that are reliable? 100%.
All right. Well. The PDA is not going to catch on.
It
there's
should.
Too much going on
I don't
with
see
the PDA.
How it doesn't. It's the greatest thing.
I understand
I didn't bring
it's
my
put
work
on to a point, but there's too much going on with it, I think.
To me...
It's still... I think people still
wireless,
think of it as an organizer.
Okay. Let's step away from PDA then. Wireless internet should be the thing that's driving the communications entertainment... electronics industry right now, instead of plasma screen TVs. Like, dude, TVs, black and white, 40 years ago, actually probably more than that, right? I'll say 12 years ago, black and white TVs were invented. Like, it's, to me, get away from the TV. Oh, look at the picture. You could almost see the sweat in his balls. Like,
who
cares,
dude?
You know
what they gotta do? They have to mix, like, iPods, like, MP3 players with wireless broadcasts. I think if you could get the internet on your iPod... That might be a perfect thing.
Dude, why would you just say that right out there right now instead of doing like a Matthew Lesko Inventors type thing and get yourself the portable internet?
Because Apple's not going to sign over the iPod rights to me.
But
no, it's not.
But you could get a copyright on the idea and hopefully get money for it later when they rip you off. iPod...
Who in the chat room right now is going to copyright that idea?
First of all, Canadian Metal is halfway through the forums right now.
But that's in Canada. I'm going to copyright it here.
Okay. And I guarantee you, Eric Ryan's halfway through it.
No, he's got to set up Shootout for his show.
New Style, maybe? I don't know. I'm telling you that there's... to me, I don't understand how the market has not driven itself to being behind worrying about really making a really accessible wireless internet device. It exists. I just don't know why it hasn't caught on. Like, I'm sorry. I come home from work,
Get a BlackBerry or a freaking Sidekick.
No, I understand. I'm saying, but it hasn't caught on huge, which is, I think, why internet radio hasn't caught on huge. I come home from work. The first thing I do is kiss my family. Then I say, how was your day? As soon as I'm done with that, I walk into my room, my little cave, and I go on the internet, and I start IMing 100K and wonder why he's not answering, because it says he's offline. But I keep trying over and over again, and then I start kissing the screen, hoping and saying, babe, please, baby, please. I go to the computer, and I check my email, and I look at some stock reports. That's the first thing I do as soon as I get home. I'm sorry. To me, I live on the internet. I don't watch TV nearly as much as I spend on the internet. That's what I do. I listen to music. I download radio programs illegally. I listen to some radio programs legally on some things. I'm on the internet constantly. I don't understand why wireless internet wouldn't be the thing that everyone's interested in.
I agree.
I'm sorry. In the words of Canadian Mike, fuck wireless, just get 1,000 feet of RJ45 cable. For the record, it's a Cat5 cable. RJ45 is only the termination point. I work in communications now. I'll never say that again. Actually, I work in communications again, I should say.
Thanks for the MySpace pictures, by the way. I appreciate
that. I didn't send you any MySpace pictures.
Who, me?
Canadian Mike did.
Dirty pictures.
Yeah.
It's
good stuff.
I don't even understand what's happening.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm glancing over that.
Sorry,
wondering.
I'm just looking at the television.
So I went to, I had some family in town yesterday. So my wife's family was here, and we had some babies, and we decided, well, we had babies years ago, but we had them here all together at the same time. So we decided, you know what, let's take a walk on the boardwalk and go down to the beach and hang out. And as we're walking along the beach in Staten Island, there are red flags all over the beach. I'm just figuring it means, like, no lifeguard on duty. And then I read in the paper today that at 10 a.m. On the beach, there was a no swimming rule enforced because apparently they thought there were sharks off the coast of Staten Island. Turns out they were just cow-nosed rays, which I'm really big into the name of that animal. And just another example, yet again, of our fine borough wanting to be like, oh, God, look, there's sharks here.
Yeah, no,
oh,
yeah,
look,
no.
We have a marathon. Oh, we're so cool. We have, what's another thing, Staten Island? Oh, don't play Monopoly. Play Statenopoly, which, by the way, check it out.
Why
www.
Were we standing up for Staten Island just a little while ago?
Earlier I was saying I hate Staten Island, but I ended up getting offended because the concerts I was telling you about with Oasis and all that stuff, somebody made a comment, somebody that lives in Brooklyn made a comment, Oasis, Jet, and the Killers, all that crap belongs on Staten Island. And but my
and what's happening in Brooklyn?
Belle and Sebastian.
Gay.
Beck.
Cool, but gay.
The Pixies.
Dude, go home.
I think Beck's Mutations album was good.
Listen to Stereopathetic Soul Menor and tell me it's not good.
I don't know. He just annoys me. You know why Beck annoys me? Because of that car commercial that made a song that tries to sound like him, where everybody's handing off the keys to each other.
Wouldn't that be the car commercial's fault, not his?
Yeah, but I am taking it out on Beck.
Do you know what that's called? Displaced aggression.
Okay.
Listen,
Ronnie, you're such a dick that he's telling me all this stuff.
Wait a minute. I think that was another example of displaced aggression.
That's a six.
Seriously speaking. Go home and listen to Satan Bought Me a Taco from beginning to
end. Isn't that Ween?
No. That's Beck. It's off of Stereo. That's the first Ween album. No, it's off of Stereopathetic Soul Menor. Satan Bought Me a Taco. Satan Bought Me a Taco. Satan Gave Me a Taco. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ryan? Do you know the song?
I don't hate Beck.
Satan Gave Me a Taco.
I had one Beck
when it
album,
made me really
and I gave it
sick.
Away.
Wow, you don't like Beck either?
I like
the
album,
were all raw, and
but
the
I never gave
him
that much of a chance.
Thick. I'm going to send
when
you guys.
When I see him live on shows, I'm always like blown away how great he is.
I'll send you
the
guys.
Album Mutations is brilliant.
It's a good album. It's a really good album. I get lonesome. Boom, da, doom, doom. I can't think what that album is. One Foot in the Grave and Stereo. There you go. Look at that coming up on the screen. Just as I'm saying, it's Beck, One Foot in the Grave and Stereopathetic Soul Menor. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant albums. Brilliant in the sense of like a dude just being like all improv-y with his four track. And I love that crap. I love when it's stuff like that. When it's so obvious that it's not polished, and not that it's not polished because he's being lazy, just being not polished, it's like, yeah, you know what, this is just something that happened. Because that's what all this stuff sounds like. It's just like a guitar it's just, it's cool. Satan gave me a taco and it made me really sick. The beans were all raw and the grease was mighty thick.
I had odelay. It didn't tickle my...
odelay I didn't particularly care for.
My crankshaft. I gave it away. I never gave it
anything particularly like. I didn't particularly like Mellow Gold.
I like crankshaft.
Crankshaft.
Yeah, I didn't particularly like Mellow Gold. I thought Mutations was good. Those, I'm telling you, those two albums.
Well, Mutations is kind of different.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I love, there's a song on there, I think it's called We Live Again. It almost makes me want to cry, it's so beautiful. It is, it's good.
I thought it smells like a Satan taco.
You know what's really great? You guys know that band Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Damon Albarn.
Okay, dude.
Stop.
Totally insane, crazy, out of nowhere, has nothing to do with anything. I'm at this job tonight, working ridiculously late, and this dude that I work with hands me a Gorillaz sticker. And I'm just like, yeah? And he's like, you ever heard of them? Just like, yeah, it's the guy from Blur. He was like, oh, I never heard of them. What's the story with them? I'm like, dude, haven't you heard of the Gorillaz?
Then why would he give you a Gorillaz sticker?
I have no idea. And I asked him four different times. I asked him four different times, like, but what, if you've never heard of them, why do you have this? He's like, yeah. It was like talking it was like talking to Dave Elliott 5 years ago. Man, you know? It's like, it made no sense. He was just like, yeah. I was like, oh, all right.
Bah.
One of these days when we have the phone running and he's around, Juan will call into the show and you'll understand the insanity. He's the one who left the message before. He's just this crazy weird dude. But I just find it totally bizarre that you brought up the Gorillaz like 3 hours after I was given a Gorillaz sticker.
I went to see them a few years ago with that last album. And well, I didn't really see them. I saw them playing behind a curtain with a big cartoon of them. But then I downloaded the new album a couple days ago.
Actually, you IM'd me talking about how brilliant some of the songs were.
Well, it was the first song is really great.
Was it called Lost
first
Something?
Last Living Souls, okay, or something like that? Because it kind of sounds like Blur. The rest of it doesn't. The rest of it's a little, I don't know.
On the floor hip-hop in it?
Yeah, but not well.
You know you're not stopping it?
But I don't know. I have to listen to it again.
Wasn't
I'm not impressed by that big Feel Good Ink song.
What's that?
Starting rap songs and just going around the room.
Oh, God, I'm not involved in that ever.
Rap songs or...
Just songs in general.
But I'll set up Smackfest, too, while you guys are doing that.
I'd rather go around the room doing haikus.
Okay. What's that?
What's a haiku? Is it 575 or 353?
5375?
It's 718-360-1413.
What's that?
718-360-1413.
That's the way that you can get in touch with the Brown Lodge that's running overtime tonight to compensate for my need to please not make me go off the air just yet. You can also check out our website, thebrownlodge.com. You can also hit us on the AOL's messenger, The Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. Call the phone number that we just gave you. Or Skype us up, RUNNDOGG. What else could we do? RadioBBQ.net. Go to our MySpace page. Join a fantasy football league.
Post on the forum?
Post in the RadioBBQ.net forum.
Or on our message board?
Or post on our message board.
Check out our webcams.
Look at our webcams. What else could you do? Honestly, we're totally interactive. Mm. We're like a crazy internet community. If only this thing could get wireless and sick and in people's cars, they'd go nutty. I want to get... You can play Sudoku online. Wait, that's got nothing to do with us. But
all right, Mikey. Brown Lodge. 8 o'clock.
It's good stuff, man.
1.5.
Damn it.
Even I like it.
But, what's the, what else could you do? Aren't there more things you could do on our website? Are there, like, videos or something? Or music? Oh, you could download the old shows. You're catching us for the first time. You're being like, wow, these guys are so awesome.
That video of us, all of us in the shower together?
No, but seriously. Soaping up. Seriously, most people I probably tune into Radio BBQ and be like, yo, I gotta check in for my, my Indigo Chicken. I can't say Indigo Kitchen. I always say Indigo Chicken. Christ.
Starving.
People coming in saying like, yo, I want to check the Indigo Kitchen replay now because I missed it the other day. And they're like, yo, what's this? This is my new favorite show. These guys are deaf. I got to check them out because it's like, what? So now say, yo, I'm down. Go check out the archive section of our page. You can download all the old shows. Well, the 15 most recent ones anyway. It's terrific. Superb.
We don't have smell-o-vision yet.
What? It just sounded like your house fell over. All right, Runner's going to walk out of the room. He looked really scared. He looks a little upset. right now. But, yeah, we just heard a really loud bang. I don't know what happened. Things just got crazed. Billy West, Countos Rays, Peter Jennings. I almost said the name of my secret delicious treat.
I wish you had.
Rivers for drugs in Italy. Howard White's Vaginas Are Us. Bears versus Finns tonight. It's happening right now. I wish we could
Ricky's
give you
Ricky's return?
No, Ricky's. I don't think Ricky's going to be
Ricky's
playing.
Ricky's return.
He's playing tonight?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
That was fairly recent news at like maybe 4 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. It should be Ronnie Brown. That's all we should care about. Derek Lowe. I'm done with as far as my news are concerned. I'm putting my paper down. No, Doug, come on. You're not chicken. It's just that it's hard for me to say Indigo Kitchen. Indigo Chicken. Indigo Chicken. Indigo Kitchen. It's just, please just put a link up on your bio page or on a recipe for the delicious Indigo Chicken. I want it to have peas and saffron. Those are the only two things I'm concerned with. I don't know. Well, I'm about done with everything I have for the show tonight. I don't know if you guys have anything else. I'm coming in. I was quick with everything I had to say. I feel like a jerk that I was here late. I got to do something. I got to hook up a robot pipe from my mind to the show so I can actually be on the air when I'm not here.
I don't like that.
You don't like robot pipes?
No.
Brown Lodge, the home of the robot pipe. I'm sorry, I left out the. The Brown Lodge, robot piping to the future.
According to the website, we're the Brown Lodge Live. Are we the only show that goes on live?
We're the Brown Lodge Live twice a week, and we're the Brown Lodge Replay once a week. If you look at the schedule, we're listed as live and replay on two different sections.
Oh, yeah?
Do we replay the most recent one, or do we replay... I'm usually on my way home from work.
What? I don't even understand what just happened.
Don't worry.
I think the noise that happened was unrelated to things popping up on your screen.
Exactly.
But it was kind of creepy the way the whole thing went down. The way it all went down.
All right. I just got the spy report. Miami 17, Chicago 10, third quarter. Good thing I didn't tape it and plan to watch it later. There's nothing I like more than watching taped old preseason football.
I woke up at 5 a.m. to watch the Falcons play in Tokyo on Saturday. And they beat the Colts, by the way.
On purpose you woke up at that time to get to see that?
Yeah. And now I won't watch anymore because I don't watch I don't watch preseason football. But I just wanted to see that. Because it was weird that all of a sudden the Falcons were on TV. And Michael Vick was terrible.
Michael Vick was terrible.
He was. He wasn't, I don't know.
That pigskin toss, it was awful.
And he just, I don't know.
That goal post was uneven.
He does steroids, apparently, right? That's what the new...
You know what? I set that rumor up to you last night. That was warm words. I started that rumor almost because I saw on ESPN during the Met game, it said, coming up, Michael Vick and steroids.
Together at last.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Aren't steroids required in the NFL as opposed to Major League Baseball? I don't know.
Yeah.
It should be. Considering how much of a beating they take. Let them do what they want. Who cares? Let's see what kind of freaks you can grow. I mean, who cares? Extra muscles. Things that don't exist. Rage. Who cares?
Capes.
Making Jason Giambi.
Yo, speaking of flying powers. Sorry, making Jason Giambi. I stepped
no,
all
no,
over.
Go ahead,
I stepped all over. I needed to come out.
No, go ahead.
Damn it. I'm just flying powers. I went to Real Ultimate Power for the .com for the first time in a million years today.
I don't know what that is. Is that the ninja thing?
That's the ninja
thing. I haven't
been
there in a while.
There's a bunch of new stuff there. I'm going to put a link up on the links page as soon as I get home tonight. You guys should check it out. If you're not familiar with it, Real Ultimate Power. I don't remember if it's .net or .com, but Real Ultimate Power. And honestly, if you do a Google search for ninjas, it's the first thing that comes up. It's the most brilliant website ever. The guy actually has a book now for sale at Amazon.com, which I'm going to buy as soon as I get home because I have an Amazon gift card waiting for me.
You can buy anything from there, though.
Yeah, I'm going to buy pants. I'm going to buy a pair of pants. I'm going to buy the Ninja book. And I'm going to buy Madden 2006. Comes out tomorrow, my friends.
Did I miss your birthday again?
No. No, it's actually an old card from Father's Day.
Okay.
That I forgot about.
Birthday is...
He doesn't know what my birthday is. You probably could figure it out. But, I feel like discussing having a guessing game of 365 possible dates.
October 17th.
Absolutely incorrect.
He's close.
He knew the month. He knows it's October.
And I still always forget it. I call him every year on his birthday, and I don't know it's his birthday.
And then 2 days later, I tell him, and he doesn't figure out. When I say 2 days ago was my birthday, he doesn't take a note of it. It's an odd little interesting thing. It's 10:30 p.m. right now in New York City.
Do you know where your children are?
In 1 hour and 30 minutes, Madden 2006 goes on sale.
Yeah! I'm there at the store. I'm banging down the door. I'm rushing for yards. I'm coming real hard. Yeah! Madden! Madden! Go! Madden! Madden! Sorry about that guy dying. Madden! Go!
That guy, Peter Jennings.
Will he be? He will be one of the announcers in the game because he probably wasn't dead yet when they were making the game.
I don't know. He only announced in the CFL.
On the CFL?
Yeah, he was Canadian. He's Nazi.
Man, I feel so bad about that. I'm sorry for you guys, man. Sorry.
Didn't his mother on her deathbed ask him not to become a U.S. citizen?
God, I had no idea about that. I didn't read any of the stories about it because it's just like, whatever, the guy had cancer and he's old and he died. I didn't read any of that stuff. Peter. Oh, Petey. Seriously speaking, for lunch today, I went out for lunch. I got myself a nice burger. I got myself a nice chili burger for lunch. And then we walked around because at lunch we discussed, wait, Madden's coming out. Oh, my God, is it today? And we walked literally 15 blocks, all in Midtown Manhattan, looking for a place that would sell us Madden. We couldn't find a game store in the center of the essentially one of the biggest, probably the biggest city on this side of the world, if not the biggest city in the world entirely. We couldn't find a video game store. Lost our minds, went crazy. When we finally found one, it was a block away from where we started when we went on our 15 block jaunt, and we got in the store to see August 9th. I was just like, God damn it, I can't even believe it. I'm so stoked, I'm so excited, I can't wait.
The Madden game, hearing that it was coming out, actually got me to go get my warranty agreement and bring it upstairs so I can replace my PlayStation already.
No, I have
till October 28th. Your birthday?
Hold on, what?
Your birthday, October 28th.
Good guessing. Definitely wrong, but good. It was a good try.
Thanks.
Honestly, if you guessed 31 different days in October, I'd say you were wrong every time.
I know, because I have. We've been through that already.
Yeah, you've blatantly told me my birthday before, and I've told you, dude, yeah, okay, whatever. Believe whatever you want to believe. It's a little challenge. Honestly, you could probably go onto MySpace and get my birthday. I think, don't they ask you what your birthday is on there?
It's the 22nd.
You know, man, you could believe whatever you need to believe. If that's what does it for you, you send me a card on the 22nd. I'll rip it up and throw it out in effigy and burn it in effigy because it's an insult to get it the day...
Of your birthday.
No, it's not my birthday. Swear to God, it's not. All right. The other 30 days, I won't give you any inkling. My birthday is not October 22nd.
It's not October 31st.
No, our buddy Chaz the Dazzler's birthday is October 31st, if you guys didn't know that. Send him a Halloween wish. That's why him and the Halloween goddess should be BFF. His birthday is Halloween. Sorry, it just dawned on me because I remember him and the Halloween goddess
were trading
pictures
or something. I actually took that day off. And the day after.
So you could listen to Bela Lugosi's dad on loop for 48
exactly.
hours straight.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
By the way, in the chat room, there were some questions about what is the tattoo on that guy's arm in Cam 2. I'm the guy in Cam 2. I don't know what tattoo it is you're talking about. Probably the big Hello Kitty, I'm assuming. But I don't know. So feel free to ask. Send me an email, chris@thebrownlodge.com. I'll send you pictures of all my tattoos. You can look at them and touch them and think they're sassy. Ew. What? That said, I'm gonna step away from the microphone. I don't know how the show went before I got here. I think you guys seem to be enjoying yourselves.
Yes, we were.
So I hope I wasn't the wet blanket on the event.
Always nice to have a full team. I really hate being here alone.
Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Mega cells are up. Let's go.
Off of the head.
What, there's another line after that. Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Mega cells are up. Something thrusters are go.
Thrusters are go.
Is it just thrusters, you think?
Sure.
Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Mega cells. Infracells are up. Mega thrusters are go.
Vaginas are pulsating.
Vaginas are us are. That said, I'm done. Thank you, my friends, for enjoying the show tonight, The Brown Lodge. Well, if you have been enjoying it, or thank you for tolerating it if you hated it. You can check us out every week here, two times, Mondays and Wednesdays. I was going to say Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Wednesdays live, 8 to 10 p.m. or 8 to whenever. And you can check out the replay, although we don't know which show, on Saturdays at 4 p.m., is it, or 6 p.m.? I always get it confused.
4 to 6.
4 to 6 p.m. Fantastic. You shouldn't tune out the station, though, any other time, because Radio BBQ's got nothing but a party going on constantly. So check it out, RadioBBQ.net. Send us some emails throughout the week. Get some voicemails to us. I swear to you I'm going to get everything ripped to MP3 this week. And maybe for Wednesday's show I'll have a bunch of our interesting phone messages that have been there for like a month now. Things are terrific. Things are fantastic. Thank you so much, everybody. TheBrownLodge.com, RadioBBQ.net. I'll never talk to any of you again because I'm going to be at work.
And the Indigo Chicken is up next.
It's so delicious. Peas and saffron. Mm-mm, good.
Tasty.
Mm-mm,
thanks,
delicious.
Everybody. The Brown Lodge.
What? And don't cut the music off this time. Let everybody enjoy Tulip. Well, I guess you can if you want.
The Tulip or the Singing Tulip?
Tulip Der Singing Tulip.
I'll go on record and say, and I'm not even joking around, this is one of the 10 greatest songs ever. I swear to God, I'm not even joking around.
I really wish you would have brought that stuff before.
It's a really good song. Enjoy it. Hit the post.
Thanks. 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 Thanks